This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
It is my pleasure, as always, to bring the Word of God to you. This is the Hour One Nugget. We are at part 35 of the current series, Peace of the Father. And I'm not even sure if ever in my extensive career I have ever preached on Proverbs. I'm not sure I have. I've read Proverbs, of course, but I'm not sure I've ever preached on it. And today I'm going to preach from Proverbs, the 17th chapter, and the very first verse. The Proverbs and the wisdom of Solomon. You know, I often love to go into Proverbs and just pick one at random, and it always moves me. And this one is no exception. Proverbs, the 17th chapter, and verse 1 says this: Better a dry crust, eaten in peace, than a house filled with feasting and conflict. Solomon in his Proverbs is saying here, it is so much better for you to live in peace and all you have to eat is a tiny crust that is dry and it's not very nice, but it's better to eat practically nothing than to eat a huge feast and be living in conflict. Peace, therefore, must be the most perfect way to be. If you're peaceful, if you're living in peace, if you have peace surrounding you all the time, and you have nothing at all, it's so much better than having millions of pounds, living in a glorious, gorgeous house and living in conflict all the time. And I'd like to take a look at those two lives. The person who's living with practically nothing, who is always incredibly peaceful, and the person who's a multimillionaire, who is always in conflict. I'd love to take a look at their two lives and study it intimately, and to find out which one lives longer. That would be really interesting to do. A scientific look at two people. But I know the one I'd rather be. And I want you to stop and think about this for a second. Here's your choice. I'm going to give you a check for £5 million, $5 million right now. But when you take this check, you know that you're going to live in conflict for the rest of your life. There's not going to be any peace. No peace at all. You won't get any peace at all. You'll be battling and fighting the whole time. So there's the check, right there. Are you going to accept that check? Or would you rather not accept that check and know that you're going to live in total peace for the rest of your life, with no conflict at all, no anger, nothing happening at all? How would you feel? What would your decision be? Based on what I've just told you, you have that choice. what would it be? I'll come back to that in a moment. At the moment, there is a world crisis going on. North Korea are threatening to send in some missiles so that they land 20 miles or 20 kilometers from the coast of Guam. And America is fighting against that. And the rhetoric is coming from both sides. So there's tension in the air. There's fear in the air. There's anger in the air as this war of words at the moment happen. Within a few days, this could be a war of military proportions. We don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. All we can do is say, Father, let your peace fall now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray in Jesus' mighty name that you would bring peace to the people of North Korea. Because I feel sure, Lord, I feel certain that the people themselves do not want this conflict. It is the leader that is looking for this conflict. So we pray in the name of Jesus for there to be a settling down and for your peace to flow, Lord, if it is your will. Because these peoples are now getting extremely nervous. People in North Korea are getting nervous about what's going to happen. People living on the island of Guam, they are terrified. People in the United States of America, they're concerned as well. So there is no peace. All there is conflict. And we pray for peace. We pray for the peace of the Father. And as Proverbs says, as Solomon says, it's better a dry crust is eaten in peace than a house that is filled with feasting is in conflict. Father, we want to rid the world of conflict. We don't want conflict in our lives. Beloved, if you are living in a situation where there is conflict in your house, how can you get rid of it? What can you do to get rid of it? I believe this in Jesus' name. I believe these words are so important. And if need be, I want you to write these words down, put them on your fridge, so that people walking past the fridge can see them and they can understand these words. And they are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. When he was on the boat on Galilee, and the disciples were terrified because there was a storm brewing, and the storm came up. Jesus was asleep in the bow of the boat, and his disciples woke him in terror. And Jesus stood up. First of all, he rebuked the wind, the Bible says. He told the wind off. And then he said these words, "Silence, be still." And the wind immediately dropped, and Galilee looked like a mill pond. And there was no more terror, no more fear, just peace, as the water lapped against the side of the boat. And I believe you can say those words, "Silence, be still," for the conflict to end. And one way to end the conflict is not to get involved, is to say nothing. But in your heart, say these words, "Silence, be still." And when you're praying for North Korea and the United States, I want you to say right at the beginning of your prayer for North Korea, and the USA. Silence, be still. Declare it. Declare it in Jesus' name. Silence, be still. Better a dry crust eaten in peace than a house filled with feasting and conflict. It is so much better for us to live in total peace and harmony rather than having to battle day after day after day. So, after all that, what is your choice? Are you going to take the $5 million check, the £5 million check, and live in conflict for the rest of your life? Or are you going to reject that check? Just say, I accept the check, or I reject the check. And I'd love to know what your answer is. Send me an email to this address, studio@worshipradio247.org, and just say, I accept the check, or I reject the check. That's all you got to say. Nothing else. I won't contact you if you don't want me to, but I would love to know how you're feeling. And I know what I would do. I know exactly what I would do faced with that conundrum. You want me to tell you? I would reject the check in a heartbeat. I wouldn't even need to think about it. May the Lord bless you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.